X presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ass?
And
look at my wife here. She just got up. She's a zombie, dude. She's got that like that half eye open look going.
Yeah. You still got the eye boogers in, and you're like,
yeah, I'm going to make her say hi on here. I'm going to hand the headphones over real quick here.
It's quiet. You got to talk right up in there.
What's up?
Wake up, Amanda!
I'm almost there, but not quite.
I figured I'd do my best to wake you up. So do you have to go to work today?
Of course.
Oh, man. How's everything at work? Are you guys, like, doing all these social distancing and everything? Are you making sure, like, you guys are staying separated?
We actually have bubbles.
You
do? So when you walk in, you just unzip your bubble, get in, shut it, and don't get out of it until 5 p.m.
That's crazy. Did they provide the bubble for you?
They do.
They do. Does it come with anything else? Do you have, like, supplies inside the bubble?
No
supplies in the bubble. You have to have your own bubble supplies. Well, I'm proud of you. I hope the new job is going great. Stay inside your bubble, because I'll be honest, if we lose Hunter, we'll bounce back. But if we lose you, I don't think we can handle it. So
thank you.
All right. Let me talk to my gorgeous co-host. Okay.
What's up?
She's great on air. It's surprising. Like, you're okay. She's fantastic on her. I love it.
Especially this early in the morning, man.
Did you hear what I said to her?
No, I have no idea what you said to her.
I said, if I told her to be careful, because if we lose Hunter, we'll be fine. We'll bounce back. But if we lose her, I don't think we could handle that. So make sure she stays healthy, okay? That's the big thing.
I think she's good, man. She still is. She's still going to work.
What is she? She's 21, right? So she's got that strong immune system. She'll be all right. She'll be all right. No, she's not 21. Hunter's not that much of a creep. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Boy, there's so much to talk about. You know what's crazy is, even though it doesn't seem like anything's going on, there's a ton of stuff going on. Let's start with this. It's the end of an era, Hunter. I hate to say it. After 66 years, Playboy magazine will no longer be available in print.
What?
I know. No. It'll only be available online. The spring 2020 issue is expected to be their final printed version for the year in the U.S.,
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I read the Playboy magazine every morning before I get on the radio, but come on, man.
I feel like we're losing a little bit of our innocence, don't you?
Yeah. I don't think Hugh would be too happy about it.
Do you remember the first Playboy you ever saw?
No, you know what? I think one of my buddies tore like a page out of one and gave it to me at school. And much like you, I didn't have it in the back of a CD album. I didn't hide them like you. I think they were buried out in my backyard like a silo.
Nice.
This is when you were really, hey, young folks out there, this is before you had an iPhone. This is before, by the touch of a screen, you could immediately get anything like that. This was a day where you had to secretively go say you're going to go play out in the sandbox.
And then you go dig up your coffee can, your Folgers coffee can full of porn. I remember the first one I saw. It was the farm I grew up on. We had a neighbor who had a hunting cabin out back. And we knew where the key was. And we got the key and we went inside. And, of course, hunting cabins are full of just dude stuff. Not saying ladies can't hunt. But this was a dude's hunting cabin. And there was a stack of Playboys there. And I'm talking old school Playboys. And I remember flipping through, and this one young lady who was dressed as a cowboy. However, I will say she was not properly dressed for days out on the range at all. However, I enjoyed it very much. And that quickly became the start of my fascination and love for the naked female form.
Sounds like a magazine full of bush.
Honestly, there was. And I think that's why I don't mind, a little grass on the playing field. You know what I mean?
It's because of that hunting cabin.
It's all because of that. It's developed, big, I like big blonde hair. air and a little grass on the field there. So they,
yeah, I'm pretty sure hunting cabins came with Playboys.
They had to. Standard. Yeah, exactly. You could go to a Home Depot or some cabin place right now, buy a shed or a cabin, and you'll get a free stack of Playboys.
Nice. Hey, dude, I just thought of this.
Huh.
Okay, this might get weird because I'm not in the studio, and don't you be doing any weird things in the studio. But remember that guy dropped off all those Playboys?
Oh, yeah, we still got the stack
still
of them
in the studio,
yeah.
Dude. They're over by my seat.
What do you think I've been doing when we're not on air, buddy?
I knew it.
Usually you're in here and you're kind of, Playboy blocking me, but not now. I got the Playboy all to myself, man.
Oh, boy.
So it is kind of sad, though. I think every young man should, because it was different. It's like you said.
Part of America,
yeah,
man.
Like nowadays you just go online, but there's something different about the excitement of finding that Playboy and tucking underneath your mattress, there was something to it.
Something about finding the best article that you could read.
Let's see. Okay, she likes guys with a sense of humor and abs. Okay, so I got to get some abs and I got to be funny. Perfect. We'll be all right. Lastly, obviously, it may come as a surprise that, or it shouldn't be a surprise that Samuel L. Jackson swears a lot in his movies. It's kind of his calling card. But according to a recent study, he is not the sweariest actor out there. Here's the 10 most sweariest film characters. Number one, any idea, Hunter, who number one would be?
I'm going to say, give me, okay, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
Ooh. Keep going. Give me another guess.
Why? It's right on the tip of my tongue here. I don't know.
I'll give you this. Right, actually, Jonah Hill did get one in Superbad for 152 swears. The number one was Leonardo DiCaprio character Jordan in The Wolf of Wall Street. He swore 332 swear words in that movie. Next up was Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems, 295. Then you had Joe Pesci in Casino, 288. Jason Mewes, Jay from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, 268. And then Samuel L. Jackson comes in at number five in Jackie Brown with 183 swears.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be more than that, so.
Pesci. That's funny.
Yeah, I thought Pesci would be higher up, but no, DiCaprio and Sandler really brought their A game in recently.
You know, so. Pesci in Home Alone, that was kind of like the first day of filming. It was kind of a shtick because he wanted to swear so much because I think he was doing, was he doing?
Might have been Casino or Goodfellas Casino? Or something around there. Yeah, yeah.
So he comes to the set of Home Alone and he starts doing the freaking. And that was like his way of like getting it out, but not swearing.
Keeping it PG. I love it, man. So yeah. I enjoy swearing, so I enjoy that article, and I enjoy Playboys. Yeah. This was a good one. This was a very Brock-esque morning dump.
Yeah, if you want to hear Brock swear, check out the podcast.
Check it out. We'll talk more about Playboys in there. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
All righty, here we go. Good morning. /7:26, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit, but let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're getting ready on the first day of spring.
There you go, man. Big news this morning. Bears fans out there.
Huge news.
Finally some good news coming from Chicago. Jacksonville Jaguars trading quarterback Nick Foles to
crazy.
The Bears.
Crazy.
To the Bears.
Duh, Bears. Getting Nick Foles. I don't know. I was dumb.
Anyway. I mean, there's a lot of details in the story, which I could read, but let's just talk about it, man. What do you think?
I think it's I feel bad for Trubisky. I think Trubisky does have, very good qualities. It's just he has underperformed so much in Chicago. Everyone was excited. Like, here we young quarterback, strong arm. They had some rough goes, with Cutler and whoever else they had before.
I kind of feel bad, too, man, you saying that. It's a being a fantastic quarterback, you know, his whole life. Then he gets 2 years into the NFL and just pile on, and
unfortunately, Chicago fans will let you know when you're not doing a good job.
It's a business.
It is. And if you're not going to perform, you know, this is what's going to happen. So what I don't know is he going to be backup now? Is he going to a different team?
That's what I asked you when I read the story, man. Is Foles going to start? I mean, if you're going to.
If you're making a big move like that, yeah,
play him, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. You know, that's a big move. You know, Foles is a Super Bowl winning quarterback, MVP. I don't know.
I was pissed off when Philadelphia traded away Nick. He just won you a Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Wentz now. You know, knowing a year later what's going on, it's just like. What are you guys doing? Jacksonville, you know, I mean, I don't think he really fit at Jacksonville.
No.
If he fits into Chicago system like he did in Philadelphia, can you imagine?
It would be dangerous. And you know, they're building around. They've worked really hard to build themselves a solid defense. And now just the offense trying to come together. If they got a guy who can actually put some points on the board, Bears might be dangerous. So I honestly don't know what's going to happen at this point. It's pretty crazy.
I'm drawing a blank on it. Was the Foles Super Bowl, was that the shootout?
No, that wasn't.
The low-scoring one?
That was the low-scoring one. Remember, yeah. Foles caught his caught a pass.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And then Brady tried it and failed miserably. Oh, man. It's nuts, man. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy.
Chicago fans, you should be excited.
They should be. I'm actually kind of excited. This year is going to be crazy. You got Brady going to the Bucks. You got Rivers going to the Colts. You got Foles going to the Bears. You know, we're going to see some other, I'm sure, big moves. Who knows? Antonio Brown may be at the Bucks with Brady. We don't know yet. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And we got one team left. Detroit. What are you doing? Let's get somebody.
I forgot they had a team.
Come on.
I'm going to get a message from Chris Harry here in a minute, so whatever. Yeah. All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
ARX.
All right. Here we go. Good morning, 7:37. Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Some PAs.
That wasn't me. That was the actual video game I'm
playing. You're playing it? I busted out the Wii a little bit yesterday, so I was getting a little warm up.
I didn't know you had a Wii.
I do.
You said you were doing some Wii bowling last night.
I was playing with my Wii. Get it? Oh. No, I do have a Wii, though, and I like it, but I don't usually play it because it's like, all right, you play the Wii or do you play your PS4? And usually the PS4 is going to win in that scenario.
Are you 8 years old? Why don't you shut up?
Let's see here. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Joey C's still open. Obviously, you're not dining in there, but guess what? You can do takeout. It's great, man. I've seen people all the time getting there, going and grabbing their lunch real quick. So even though we are having some craziness go on, you can still get your amazing Joey C's Pizzeria. Go see them. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Yesterday was Awkward Moments Day. So we figured, you know, let's bring up some of those old, horrible, painful memories. What was the most awkward moment of your life? 925 WIRX, comment on Facebook. Hunter, have your awkward moments keep you up at night where you're laying there and you think about them?
No, I'm too old to worry about it. Nothing like smoking weed with a bunch of your friends in your aunt's garage, and she walks in. What is that smell? Oh my God! And then listen to this. We all get yelled at. She goes back into the house. This is years ago. Comes back out in 15 minutes to apologize because she's like, you know what, you're doing it in a safe spot. She comes back out. In the meantime, another buddy comes. It starts doing it. And she stops mid-sentence. I smell it again. It's like she came back to apologize. This is terrible.
Getting busted, doing things you're not supposed to be doing is very awkward. Mine, dude, and it's so funny I remember this. I will never, ever forget this because it was just mortifying at the time. And even when I think back now, I cringe. This was way back in elementary school. It was fourth grade. And I don't know why it sticks out in my mind, but anyway, there was a kid in class telling a story, and it was kind of a gross story. I can't remember what their story was, but me, being a young man trying to impress the ladies, I had to one-up this story. So I told this story about how I ate an entire caterpillar. Of course, the class, that's gross. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. But then the teacher straight up calls me out. And she's like, well, you know, sometimes, kids, people say things that aren't true just to get a reaction. And I was like, you bitch. Like, here I am. Try, you know, just let me have a moment. Just let me have a moment here. I'm not hurting anybody. It's not like I said I, you know, beat up Hulk Hogan. No, I just said that I ate a caterpillar to try and impress all the girls in the class. And the teacher called me out.
So young Brock went from on top of the world to the very bottom.
Crashing down, because you could just tell, like, the snickers and the teacher looking at me like, yeah, I'm calling you out, you little turd. I'm like, oh, dude, it still, like, makes me like, So, yeah, so thanks. God, I wish I could remember the teacher's name, but that bitch called me out.
Well, now you're calling her out.
And now I'm calling her out. You know what? I hope she got fired. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What was the most awkward moment of your life? We'll have more of your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day when we come back. Hey, good morning. 748, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Don't forget, Joey C's still doing carryout. You can hit them up, so make sure you get in on that if you're hungry. It was awkward moments day yesterday. So today we figure, what's the most awkward moment of your life?
Brock, what? My first kiss.
Oh, that just was awkward. You've told me about that one. That was awkward for you, wasn't
first
it?
First kiss. Totally missed. Right on the schnoz. During Titanic, we were watching Titanic or at Celebration Cinema. She just looked at me like, what are you doing?
I'm so happy that yours was a nightmare. I don't even remember my first kiss, which is weird.
Probably because you were like three.
I was so good at it, too. And the chick was like 45 is great. I do remember, before we get to some listeners ones, there was another super awkward moment. We were at our daycare, one of our babysitters, when we were young. And I used to have a thing where I was scared to go number two. That's all I'll leave it as. I don't know why I didn't like to. It drove my parents nuts. I would hide. I just didn't like doing it. Anyway, that carried over. And so one time, I let it go too far and ended up ruining a pair of shorts, I'll just put it that way, at the babysitter's house. So the babysitter is mortified, puts me in the tub. I'm wearing one of her shirts because it's long enough to cover, because obviously my pants are out of commission at this point. And then my mom had to come pick me up. So I'm sitting there in this super long shirt to cover my business while standing in the bathtub of the babysitter. And here's the problem. I was way too old for that to be happening.
Like, you had a beard.
It was crazy. Anyway, yeah, that was a very awkward moment. I don't know if we went back to that babysitter after that. I don't know if she took us.
Probably not.
Michelle had a good one here on Facebook. My sister's at the hospital about to have a baby. When I arrive, the door to her room was open, but the curtain was pulled closed. I walk in, fling that curtain back, only to see her laying in the bed, legs up in stirrups, and the doctor all up in her business.
Oh,
I see you're busy. I'll come back.
Hey, Doc, you need a hand?
Yeah,
that's kind of awkward.
Alicia had a good one. Asking a former college classmate who was pregnant during classes when she was going to have the baby, she already had the baby. Oh no. So what's the baby moment. Do? I have avoided asking that question. Any baby question, I just don't ask. Unless I see you holding the baby, I'm not going to say anything about your shape or what's going on. Unless I know for sure, I have been doing this thing where my pregnant friends, I'll call them fatties, but God, you got fat. Like, that's fun. That's fun, but
there's two directions you can go there. You just never bring it up, or you bring it up to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You're pregnant?
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah.
This guy's a jerk.
What a jerk. No, I'm not pregnant. Just a fatty. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the most awkward moment of your life? Just cringing thinking about it. We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
Awkward zone. Awkward zone.
So awkward, bro.
756. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
You're Joey.
There's a lot of awkward moments on this show.
Oh, dude, on this show every single day. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the most awkward moment of your life? Let's see. I like Rich had a good one. He said, falling at the roller skating rink in Jackson when I was about 10. He said, I dropped my wallet and lost about $3,000 in Monopoly money all over the floor. What were you carrying? You're carrying around Monopoly money in a wallet while you're out roller skating. Oh, man.
You know what's funny? It was probably like a 15-second fall, too. It took 15 seconds to hit that ground.
Where you go forward, you go backward, then you go forward, then backward again. Tony had an awkward one. In school, I had one of those boogers that moves around when you breathe. And while talking to the teacher about something, I exhaled through my nostril too hard, and the booger shot out, landed on the back of her hand.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God.
You want to share it?
You want to share it? Okay. I forgot about this one. And I bring it up because we had Larry call us, and he was talking about how he had a physical, but it was a lady doctor, which if you're not expecting it, it can be very awkward. So here's what happened for me. And if you got any more, Hunter, let me know. But we can maybe end on this one because it was mortifying. So this was actually, this was before I moved down to Missouri. All right. So I was roughly 23. So I was leaving home. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get one more physical on my parents' dime because I'm still using their insurance. I might as well go get it done before I move down to Missouri. So I go to the doctor's office, get ready to do my physical. I'm talking top to bottom, toes to head, and everything in between,
head,
right?
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
That's right. Turn your head and cough type physical. So the doctor was like, oh, hey, by the way, I have a doctor student here. I can't think of the name. Anyway, do you mind if they come in and watch the examination? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I assumed that it was just a fella because I'm sexist and like lady doctors, come on. But no, in walks this gorgeous, I mean, drop dead gorgeous doctor student. I mean, beautiful. And here I am, got to drop my pants in a cold doctor's office.
She looks like the girl on the cover of the Blink-182 album.
Pretty much. So here I am, right, at 23 years old, where I actually still care what people think about me, in a cold doctor's office with this beautiful doctor student. I'm Daffy Ducking it, or Donald Ducking it, you know, just got the shirt on, no pants. And it was mortifying. It pretty much was.
Look at that little thing.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, she's always going to remember this. No. Well, I'm sitting there like just trying to muster up a half chub, and I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it, buddy.
It was just a little turtle trying to come out of its shell.
Damn it. Rock 106.